Blizzard conditions and bitter cold. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. From the Midwest to the Northeast to the Deep South, temperatures are well below normal. Fox Weather's Robert Ray is in suburban Atlanta.
We are sitting at about 6-7 degrees in the northeastern suburb of Alpharetta. Heavy population up here. Very popular place to live. And with the wind chill, it feels like it's about -8.
In Buffalo, New York, where the temperature is 9 degrees, another round of lake effect snow could dump a few feet. Hundreds of thousands of people have been left without electricity and heat as snow and wind bring down power lines. Whiteout conditions caused a chain reaction crash on the Ohio Turnpike yesterday. Officials say 46 cars were involved. 3 people were killed.
Individuals not familiar with our roads. And with the limited visibility, we have people getting stuck in drifts.
Paul Sigsworth is the sheriff in Erie County. A section of the roadway was closed for hours. Instead of boarding planes, air travelers across the country are stuck at their gates. Fox's Madeline Rivera is at Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey.
I've been looking at the board Terminal B departures, and it looks like flights are still going out. So it seems like right now it's just flights heading to Newark are grounded.
FlightAware says more than 1,600 flights were canceled nationwide. Another 1,800 are delayed. A water cannon was used on women in Afghanistan. They were protesting a ban on university education for women. Witnesses in the western city of Herat say Taliban security forces also threatened demonstrators with tree branches. The Taliban has just ordered all non-government groups to stop employing women. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Getting into and out of the United Kingdom could take a lot more time thanks to striking workers.
Flying into the UK is going to be a headache. Border Force staff who stamp passports and check visas are walking out at 6 airports, including the 3 biggest, London Heathrow, London Gatwick and Manchester. Almost 2 million people are booked to arrive during the 9 strike days, and some airlines have stopped selling tickets in an attempt to ease the inevitable pressure. There are also 6 days of rail strikes, a common method of transport for Brits meeting family this time of year. Workers in many industries are extremely unhappy about pay deals with offers far less than inflation. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
To France, where a shooting that left 3 people dead has rattled the capital city right before Christmas.
The district mayor says the shootings happened at a Kurdish cultural center and a restaurant and a hairdresser nearby. Riots broke out after police used tear gas. Paris prosecutor says the 69-year-old shooting suspect taken into custody had been released from prison recently. He was arrested a year ago for attacking 2 Sudanese men with a sword at a migrant camp in Paris. Chris Foster, Fox News.
No holiday break in Ukraine, where people continue to face new threats from Russia.
President Putin promises to deploy that intercontinental ballistic missile soon that he says can evade most Western air defenses, and that includes the Patriot missile defense system that the United States just provided Ukraine. He says Russia will, quote, crack the Patriot system.
Fox's Nate Foy in Kyiv. The fight has been raging for 10 months. An artistic tribute to a beloved big cat in Southern California. A street mural has been painted in memory of P-22, the mountain lion who roamed the Hollywood Hills for years. The cat was recently euthanized. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.